Good morning again. I'm wondering, has anyone here ever had a hard day? Anybody? Yeah, I see a hand. I see some laughing and yeah. It's right. Even getting here was hard. Yes. So is there anyone here who has ever had a day of hurt where you're hurting? Yeah. So this book that we've been talking about, this series, is Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me, which I actually have some more with me. I ordered some more if anyone would like one at the end. But I would like to read a prayer just to get started. So this is a prayer called, For One Who Is Hurting, Will You Pray With Me? God, Your peace, Your comfort, Your healing presence. Send them into the places of deep sadness, the wounds, the disappointments, the tears and aching hearts. Touch the tear-lined cheeks with your kiss of peace. Hold your child close, child full of sorrow. Hold your child close, child all alone. Bring comfort and healing, balm for broken hearts, freedom from fear, and courage to face forward. You are the miracle worker, the great healer, the mender of the breach. Come now, come quickly. Come. Amen. So I'm wondering, on these hard days, or on days in which you're hurting, who is with you? Who has been there for you? Just shout it out. Family, husband, God, friends. Yeah. People are with us. God is with us. And sometimes God sends those people to be with us. But we are not alone. We are never alone because God is always with us. And, I forgot about my clicker. I hurt sometimes. I'm human. And Paul, this is a prison in which St. Paul stayed. And he wrote, Paul sent a couple letters to the Corinthians and other letters to home churches or house churches throughout the Mediterranean area. And so one of his letters is the second letter to the Corinthians, and that's where we found our scripture today. Now, Paul, he got into a lot of messes because of his faith. He was beaten. He was imprisoned. He was put down over and over because of his faith. And so this is one of the places in which he spent some of his time. And in those prisons, sometimes he wrote letters and sometimes he sang songs and sometimes he prayed. And as our scripture told us today, Paul, even in his suffering and despair, he knew Jesus was with him. He knew that Jesus had experienced his pain, and Jesus stayed right with Paul wherever he went. And Paul stayed hopeful because he knew one day he would see Jesus face to face. And our scripture really hits home for all of us who have ever been saddened or in despair or suffering from an illness or our bodies aren't working the way they used to. This week, I'd really like to talk a little bit more about the author of this book, Beth Richardson, and her grandpa. because, you know, I've mentioned this book many times and how much it's deepened my faith, and I know that the groups that are meeting have said the same thing. But I want to tell you a little bit about the stories within it, because before each chapter, Beth Richardson tells a story about her grandpa, and her grandpa's name was Tom. So I might interchange, I'm telling you in case I accidentally interchange the word grandpa and Tom as I tell the stories. So the first story I'd like to tell you is about Beth's grandpa, Tom, and his beginning. He was born to an Irish mother. One of his parents was Irish and one of them was English. And he was born in South Africa. They were living in South Africa when they met, married, and had children. And so that's interesting in itself. And then when Tom and his twin brother were about 10, Jack, his brother, broke his arm, and they needed to go back to England to have a surgery because the doctors in South Africa were not able to fix it or heal it the way that made it work well. So they went back to England for this surgery. Well, guess what? While they were there, World War I broke out, and they were not allowed to travel at all. So they were not allowed to travel back to South Africa. So they decided, since we're here, let's spend some time with relatives in Ireland. So they went to Ireland for a bit, and they were scheming, how can we get back to South Africa? Because that's where their home was, that's where they wanted to go. And so Tom, or Grandpa, his father, said, you know what we're going to do? The only country that's not in the war is the United States. So how about we go from Ireland to the United States, and then we'll stay there for a little bit with some friends in Oklahoma, and then we'll go to South Africa. We'll kind of go a little off, but we'll make it there. So they head off to the United States, and they visit some family in Oklahoma, and guess what? The United States enters World War I. So they're stuck in Oklahoma because there was no longer civilian travel. So they were there. Well, by the time the war ended, they had run out of money, and they were unable to afford a trip to South Africa. And so Tom, Grandpa, his dad, bought a farm in Oklahoma, and although he had never farmed a day in his life, became a farmer. And in that story, Grandpa says, God was with them. God was with them in all of that. They never got back to South Africa. They stayed in Oklahoma, and that's where Beth Richardson's grandpa stayed for the rest of his life. So that's one story. And then, what's my next story? Oh, yes. So Grandpa grew up, and his dad believed every boy needed to know carpentry. So he taught him in his teens the skill, the trade of carpentry. And then Grandpa Tom was old enough and he went to college and he got his degree in teaching. He came home and was ready to teach. So he put it in his application all over the area in Oklahoma, all over. And he was not being hired. He would not be hired. And finally he said to one of his friends, who was a superintendent of one of the schools, could you tell me what's going on? Do you know something I don't know? And the superintendent said, read this letter. If you ever tell anyone I showed you this letter, I will deny it. And in the letter, it said that he could not work in this town, in this area, because he was not from the United States. He was from Ireland. He had an Irish accent. He was different. And it was signed by the Ku Klux Klan. And he never worked a day of his life as a teacher. And you know what? He wasn't bitter. Grandpa Tom, he just knew God was with him, and he moved on. He said, okay, I'm going to be a carpenter. And he used his gifts, his skills that his dad had taught him to be a carpenter. He always knew, even in those hard times, that God was with him. And then the last story I'd like to share with you, I really would just like to read out of the book because Beth A. Richardson has a gift with words, and it sounds much better when she tells it than I. So she says, Grandpa Tom married Grandma Hazel on October 26, 1929. The stock market crashed on October 29th. Grandpa always said that the crash didn't matter much to them. They had spent all their money getting married 3 days before. But it did mean that times were hard as they began their marriage. They lived with Grandpa's dad, raised chickens, and farmed as they could in the midst of the Depression and the Dust Bowl. Grandpa traveled to whatever work he could find, serving as a carpenter and a laborer on construction crews. And in 1939, he worked 23 weeks and made $700. Grandpa's life was filled with hard times, from his family's immigration to America to his poverty in Oklahoma to the dashed dreams of his vocation because of discrimination. He lived a life of love and grace, remaining positive in the face of disappointment. After Grandma died, he continued to live at home into his 90s. He took in his younger sister when she could no longer live alone, and they shared the house until she passed away. He lived until the age of 98 and died at home. Grandpa trusted in God's presence in the midst of struggles. He accepted the hardships of life without sinking into despair. When a tornado blew away the chicken house, he rebuilt it. When the KKK made sure he didn't get a teaching job, he worked the carpenter trade that he had learned from his father. When Grandma died of a heart attack, he kept living, planting, harvesting, greeting at church, attending football games, telling stories, loving his family. Grandpa lived fully with love and grace until he died. That is the hope I have for my life, that I will face the challenges that come my way and live fully, trusting God in love and in grace. God is always with us. And it's amazing to me that Grandpa always knew that God was with him, even in those hard times. For the past several weeks, we've talked about God with us in the little things, in the everyday moments. So why not know that God is with us in the very hard days? God is with us always. God is not punishing us or upset with us if something is not going our way. God is not punishing us or upset with us if we have an illness or physical pain or emotional pain. God is with us in that. God is right there in the murky water, in the deep despair with us. Grief can come in many forms. A loss of a job, home, the loss of a marriage or a relationship, children leaving home, the loss of physical movement, or maybe your body just isn't working the way it used to. It can come in the form of an illness or even in the form of the death of a loved one. I'd like to close with reading the prayer that reminds us that we may bless not only the moments of joy, but also the moments of grief, because God is with us always. Let us pray. Heaven weeps with you. Your loved one has died. Join the company of saints, sitting with the ancestors, singing with angels, watching over you in love. And none of those images, none of those promises can take away the exquisite grief that leaks out of your eyes, that has taken up residence in your heart. Bless the grief that breathes in you. Bless the sorrow that leaves you lost. Bless the emptiness that can never be filled. The Holy One is in each breath, each tear, each empty corner of your being. Bless the love that penetrates your numbness. Bless the heart that connects you forever with the one you have lost. Bless the Holy One who sits with you, breathes with you, cries with you. You are beloved and loved. You are not alone. Amen. So let us in this moment remember God is always with us. Amen.